This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with an AboveTopSecret.com in reply to the thread New Age Religion, Spiritual Enlightenment by Narky. This is a pretty interesting topic. It's probably one of my favorite discussions when we start talking about different beliefs. And so I couldn't shut up. I just had to pipe in, even though I'm a little bit under the weather right now. Narky, it really doesn't matter. Or I guess I should address this to everybody. It really doesn't matter what path someone is walking. There's an old saying, the path one walks will not make them holy. They must make the path holy regardless of the path they have chosen. And that's very true, you know. It doesn't matter what belief system you look at in the world today. You see some that are devout, some that, you know, will crawl through a mile of glass and, you know, to pray to a statue, and you see others that will pick up and handle rattlesnakes. And I'm telling you, it's hard to doubt the convictions of a man that's dancing with a rattlesnake. I mean, that sucker believes. So it's not the path. It doesn't matter what path you're following. What matters is your convictions, your beliefs. Are you making the path holy? Are you doing what's right? Are you being the type of person that honors the beliefs and the faith that you have, you know, in the world? I think the problem occurs when a person finds one belief system and thinks that's the end-all and be-all. You know, they decide that this is the one true route. And at that point, they stop following their own path, and they start following somebody else's, and it eventually leads to disillusionment or perpetual unhappiness, because they can't, you know, they're not living up to their own standards. They're trying to live up to somebody else's. When you live this world, when you live this life, trying to make someone else happy, you're going to both end up disappointed. I mean, you need to live this life, especially spiritually, making yourself happy, you know, following your own heart, following your own truth, learn what you can along the way, you know. But when you start trying to live, you know, by somebody else's standards, it isn't going to work, because you're not them. I mean, I look at my favorite authors like Richard Bach or Khalil Gibran, and they're both very, very spiritual in their writings. But that doesn't mean I'm going to adopt their path as my own. I'm just going to look at what they have to say, learn from that, apply it as I may to my own path, and keep on going on my own path. That's very important. We all have things to share. We do learn from each other. I couldn't tell you how much I've learned from AboveTopSecret.com. If I wasn't learning from AboveTopSecret.com, I wouldn't be here every day. And yet, I am. Because the members here have taught me so much. And we do that through the sharing of our own lives, our own perspectives. But just because we share these perspectives, it doesn't mean I'm going to try to live somebody else's life, or I'm going to let them tell me how to live mine. It doesn't work like that. You have to work in this reality, I believe, you know, to make yourself follow your own path. You know, to find the enlightenments you can for this own path, for your own path. Enlightenment, as far as that being some sort of goal, I don't know why people chase after it. I mean, Buddha himself, Siddhartha Gautama, the 16th incarnation, said that when you achieve enlightenment, nothing changes. And so, you know, why this is such a prized goal for all the New Agers is beyond me. It's like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. Anyway, I think I'm going to go take some cough syrup and go to bed. This is Mr. Whoopi. Love and light to each of you, my friends. Good night.